been through a lot of different changes since I've been here, from just stuff that probably drove you nuts to now. I mean, do you feel like there's a sense of normalcy now? You guys are kind of all moving together cohesively as opposed to the past? Or?
Yeah, I mean, this year seems like, you know, everybody wants to be here. You know, you don't know all the rumors of people leaving and everything like that. You know, we have a pretty close group. We have good chemistry, and it's been good this year. We need to start winning some games and get some payback from that. And I feel like we're meshing very well at this point, and everybody's getting the system down and everything, the plays down, and getting the rhythm together. And it's just we're building, and I think we'll definitely see some improvement here in the next few days. And as we head into the Big Ten season.
Last year you guys kind of were out of sync both on and off the court from the very beginning. It didn't work out. But now, my vantage point, I'm not in the locker room, but it just seems like you guys are enjoying what you're doing and who you're doing playing with.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good group of guys, good coaches. I liked our guys last year and the coaches last year, but it's just, different. And I think guys enjoy the system probably, and enjoy getting up and down, playing hard, be there for each other, and it's been a fun time with these coaches and players, and obviously it'll be a lot more fun if we can win some more games and go on a run here to start the Big Ten season, be big.
You still keep up with Anthony, and I saw he's averaging 20, and seems to
I'll text him once in a while and talk to him, and he's doing good. I think he's happy up there. They're just talking about basketball and off the court, just having a good time. We're good friends, so it's good to stay in touch.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's this week been?
This week?
Yeah. Just being able to deal with finals and,
It'll be good. I got one more tomorrow, so it'll be good to get to be over and have a break a little bit from school and just concentrate on basketball. But it's been all right. It's always pretty stressful going into finals and handling basketball, but it's good that we don't have any games, so we can concentrate on that.
When you went back and watched the film from Friday's game against Iowa State, what stood out to you most as far as things that you need to work on?
Things that Coach Tarp on right after the game, transition defense, we let him get comfortable. That it didn't look as bad as I thought it would in the second half, but just showed how close we were. We could have put him away so easily, but, they've got to give them credit. They came back and came out firing in the second half, but we got to move on. We got to forget about that and learn from it, and go get Drake on Saturday.
Talk about Brommer's contribution. I mean, 12. It seems like, do you see a lot of that in practice? It seems like he's kind of coming out of his shell.
Yeah. He's playing a lot of energy, putting some good post moves out there, hitting offensive glass and dunking. He's playing well. He's getting up down the court. When he gets in there, he knows he's got to play hard, and he is. And I think Coach definitely sees it, and his minutes could see a rise. You never know. By the way he's been playing, it's huge for the team.